Woody Allen used to say, I'm not afraid of death, but I don't want to be there when it happens. And these kind of running away from reality is something which Christianity doesn't like. Christianity wants you to face the world, but never by yourself. That's why the church, the gathering of the faithful, is so important. Now, every once in a while, I like to look to ancient mythology, both Greek and Roman mythology, for some lessons. And last night, I found a beautiful lesson about ancient mythology. There was a wedding of the gods, and the gods had a contest, as is often the case, who can make the best dessert for the wedding. And the gods sampled various foods, and they came to this very small plate with a few drops, and they tasted it and said, this is delicious. What is this? And they called over Melissa, and she says, this is honey. I'm a bumblebee, and I go around making honey, but it takes a long, long time. The God said, but you will get a reward. You have made the best dessert. What would you like? She goes, you know what? I worked so hard for these few drops of honey, and sometimes a bear's tongue can take away days of work, or a fox, or even human beings can take all my honey. I would like a weapon, like the scorpion, a fatal sting. And the gods were upset with her. It seems like a reasonable request, but the gods said, you're very selfish. You will get your wish. You will get a fatal sting, but it will be fatal to you. And so we know that bees have barbs on their stings, and often after they sting, they die. But there's a lesson in this. Christian work, which is a holy thing, because we give ourselves to our labor. So even the money that you give in church is not just money. It is your blood, sweat, and tears, your hard-earned labor that is a representative of you. Work is a holy thing. But for the Christian, and even for the pagan, the question was, for whom are you working? When the monks used to get up from their beds and early in the morning to pray, they would kneel down and say, I offer my work to you, O Lord, and my day. And those who were scientists, who went to astronomy, to their chemistry labs, to biology, to botany, they would say, I am going to pray. Not just work, I am giving myself to you. And in our own family lives, it is so very easy to become egocentric. I'm having a tough time. I'm having a difficult day. I'm going to do a lot of work today. But ask yourself the question, for whom am I working? Why did I get up today? I remember when my father used to get up for work at 4:30 to drive to work, I used to think to myself, he's getting up for me, for my sisters, for my mother. He's going to work for us. And when I would go to school, I would say, I am going to school. For whom? Not just for me, for my parents, for my brothers and sisters, for my friends, and even someday, for the parishioners I will preach to, so I'll be able to say something smart to them. So today and this entire week, think of yourself like that bumblebee. You will gather a lot of beautiful things in your work. You will do wonderful things, say wonderful things, but never think it's just for you. Offer your day to God, and offer your work for your family, for the people you love, and even sometimes for the people someday you will meet, that you will have something to give them by way of your own labor. Your work is your sacrifice and your joy if you offer it not simply for yourself, but for the people that you love and the people someday that you will serve. Slava Iisusu Hristu!